hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
They're statistically insignificant. They get the vaccine, the unvaxxed spread it slightly less. It's like tiny bit less, but it was significantly insignificant. It was statistically insignificant. So, I mean, this has been out there. It's been out there for months. We've known it. We've played it. And to finally see them have to respond in writing on a field, on a turf, where Mark Zuckerberg and ex-Twitter CEO, I guess now, Jack Dorsey, cannot stop you from running up the field when you have every right to. It's refreshing. This is an actual debate. So we now know in America the only place you can have a debate is in a court where the judge decides to be fair. It's the only place left. Here's the judge slapping them again, although CMS, that's the agency implementing this, CMS spent pages and pages attempting to explain the need for mandatory COVID-19 vaccines when infection and hospitalization rates are dropping. Millions of people have already been infected, developing some form of natural immunity. And when people who have been fully vaccinated still become infected, mandatory vaccines as the only method of prevention, the judge writes, makes no sense. Thank you. Thank you very much. Been at this for months, following the science. So, devastating ruling. Great news, though. I sent a ton of email out last night. So many people, Lee, in my inbox, break my heart because they're over Thanksgiving. They're with their families. And they're sitting around going, I'm going to be fired. And if they're all the healthcare workers, a lot of them, I'm going to be fired. I mean, what a way to spend your Thanksgiving. And for what, this judge is asking. So it's going to be very interesting to see among these people, especially healthcare workers here in the upstate, do their employers carry on their own, which they can do at this point anyway. There'll probably be more litigation about that. Do they carry on their own and just fire people who don't have the vaccine anyway? Or do they say, I don't know, any attorney for a healthcare employer in the upstate who reads this decision?
Yeah.
I gotta tell you.
Yeah, that's. There's gonna be some meetings this morning.
I gotta tell you, all your fake vaccines stop the spread. I'm here to tell you this morning, my friends, you work in a law department, a Prisma, you sit down and do what I did. Read every word of this and envision your future, because the lawsuits for compensation among your fired employees will be cut and pasted from this. And if you don't have the studies backing up what you're doing, firing these people, then you better prepare to pay. Because it's not going to get better. If the Biden administration, which oversees the CDC, can't come up with the studies to back up their arguments on this vaccine mandate, I'm talking to you employers. I'm talking to some of you managers. Listen to me. I am trying to help you. You're going to have to pay out on this if you can't come up with the studies. And if the Biden administration can't do it, you can't either. Just let them continue to work. Just leave them alone. It's what's in your best legal and financial interest.
Terrorists wanted. Hear the Terror Show weekday mornings on 106.3 WORD and the Odyssey app.